Next patient is Martha Delaney. Delaney is D-E-L-A-N-Y. I'm sorry, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. Delaney. Martha. M-A-R-T-H-A. Delaney. D as in David. D-E-L-A-N-E-Y. Their birth is... And the date of visit is 6/12/23. Please make a copy for Tammy. Let's see. Please make a copy for Tamika Robertson. T-A-M-I-K-A. Tamika Robertson. Copy for her, please. This is a, next, dear Tamika, thank you for sending. Thank you for sending Martha Delaney for pulmonary evaluation. Next, this present illness. This is a 70. Let's see. This is a 76-year-old female who has been coughing for several months. Also has experienced wheezing and post-nasal drip. And shortness of breath with exertion. The patient was sent for a CT chest since she had a prior history of a left lung nodule. I'm sorry, right lower lobe lung nodule. But the final CT reading is not available as yet. She has had no weight loss, no chest pain, some aphthousis, fever, or chills. Next, she was started on Brio Ellipta, 100 micrograms one puff a day, and she does feel much better after starting the Brio. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus and history for hypertension for more than 4 years. She also has hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. Surgery includes a hysterectomy. Next paragraph. Medalist included nifedipine 90 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, propranolol 10 milligrams TID, ropinirole 2 milligrams daily, and raloxifene 60 milligrams a day. Telmisartan 80 milligrams daily and Brio Ellipta 1 puff daily. Next, allergies to codeine. Next, have a patient smoke one pack per day for 22 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasionally. Next, family history. Mother died of CHF. Father died of renal failure. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has nasal congestion and post-nasal drip and hoarseness and wheezing with coughing spells. She has no dizziness and no blackouts. Denies urinary frequency, dysuria, hematuria, and she has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, and memory loss, and denies any leg or calf muscle pains, but has some leg swelling. She has depression. She denies any headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, perfluidema, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor is good. His blood pressure 130/80. Pulse is 74, his patient is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 133, saturation 96. HENT non-cephalic pupils reactive. The patient has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, next is a physical exam. This is a average about elderly white female with no acute distress. Well, I may mention the vital signs. HENT non-cephalic pupils reactive. And tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields. Heart, the anthems are regular, so no nest to no murmur, no asthma. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor acid. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is right low lobe lung nodule. And number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to continue with Brio Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff a day. CBC IgE level, eosinophil count was ordered, and a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. CT chest has been done, and a copy of the report will be requested. And if there's any significant change in the size of the lung nodule, further evaluation with a PET CT may be required. Well, I will see her in 4 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Thank you. Thank you for this consultation. Let's start this. Tamika is TAMIKA. you.